Brian Calley. He is the state rep or House Republican from the Portland district, and he's our lieutenant governor-elect. Brian, how are you?
Doing well, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being on. I happen to see you. You didn't see me because you were on your BlackBerry, but I was with my son's kid or my son's class, and we were taking a tour through the Capitol, and there were only two folks at work on the floor, you and Barb Byram, so kudos to you.
Yeah, well, that was it's to me, whenever I have, particularly when I have classes coming into Lansing, it's important for me to be there to show them around the place and actually give them a flavor for what goes on, how it works, and hopefully spark an interest, a lifelong interest in paying close attention to what their government does.
Brian, do people really need 2 weeks off for hunting if you're working at the House or the Senate?
Yeah, you know, the thing is, that's a pretty old-fashioned old-fashioned tradition, and given that there's a lot of things up, including the legislation that we're going to talk about this morning, that we're running out of time to get it done yet this year, and so I'd really like to be there working through this stuff, but nevertheless, you know, we have what we have, and we just really need to make a strong push here to see to it that the important pressing issues that are left undone in this session get done before the end of the year.
Well, you are making a personal appeal to senators for autism insurance reform. It's a big deal to you. Talk about it.
Well, this is it's an intensely personal issue to me because I'm living through life with the child with autism every day, And there's a lot to that that you really don't know until you've lived through it. But more important is the societal impact than what it is for any one individual. And when you consider that this neurobiological disorder, which is the fastest growing in the nation right now, and really what it to the level where I'd call it an epidemic, is we know that there are clinically proven therapies that can reduce the dependence that people with autism would have on the government for the rest of their lives, saving the taxpayer literally billions and billions of dollars. And all we need to do is update our insurance code in order to treat it just like we would for anything else like diabetes or heart disease. And so that's why I think it's so important, not just because there are 15,000 families in the state that are struggling through this, but because taxpayers today are being asked to foot the bill because of the inadequate access to intervention at an early stage when it can really make a difference.
You know what's interesting, Brian? I live next door to an autistic child. He's a middle school student. I find it interesting that a lot of schools, especially where I live out in the Williamston area, mainstream these kids so they can be with other kids a lot of the time. It's important, isn't it?
It sure is. And that's, the thing that I like about the direction that that education for autism, for kids with autism, is going is because in the past, it was isolation. That was the mode that they had to deal with these things. And, you know, that's the worst possible thing you can do with a child with autism. And so just exposure to kids out there being kids helps. At the same time, though, it's not applied behavioral analysis. So it makes some difference. But schools would never be, with the framework they have, would never be able to deliver the type of intense, consistent, year-round therapy that these kids need for the first several years after identification in order to make the type of recovery that we now know is possible.
Well, is this plan of yours, which calls for $14 billion in savings to taxpayers and leads an argument requiring insurance companies to cover Michigan's 15,000 children with autism, is this going to make insurance companies cringe and run away and fight this?
They certainly don't like it. Anytime you pass a law saying that something has to be covered, that there's pushback on that, and there's major pushback on this. Different labor organizations, unions, business groups, and insurance companies all oppose this. All say that let the free market in negotiations determine what the what coverage would be provided. You know, the problem is that we have a healthcare delivery system that runs all through insurance companies, and the notion that you can exclude coverage, which is done so in such a complete fashion today, that you can exclude coverage and therefore payment for services, in most cases for autism, and expect a market to develop is unrealistic. In fact, that's what we see. We have maybe 60 individuals in the entire state of Michigan who are autism certified for applied behavioral analysis for 15,000 kids. And if you don't live in southeast Michigan, your access to an autism certified ABA specialist is basically nil. Even a person like me, and probably most of your listeners would think, you know, this guy's politically connected. He can probably make anything he wants happen for his daughter. Guess what? I can't. That there simply is not capacity with this specific type of treatment, because who wants to be in a state where they can't get paid? Most people could never afford this without the normal structure of insurance company. It'd be like saying, you know, if you have a heart attack or something, you know, good luck, you know, trying to deal with it or afford it. That's why we have insurance coverage, is to deal with these types of situations that can be expensive.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with Lieutenant Governor-elect Brian Calley, and he is our Big B Coffee big guest of the day, sponsored by local Big B Coffees. And finally, in talking about this bill, I would imagine it's going to cause insurance premiums to go up, or at least that's what we're going to hear from the insurers.
Well, in the beginning, the impact would be wouldn't even be measurable, simply because you could go ahead and cover it, and there simply aren't people in Michigan practicing to the extent that it would make a measurable difference in insurance premiums. Our hope would be that people would then come to Michigan, because then now they would have the hope of perhaps getting paid in this practice, that they would come to Michigan, so all of us families with that are struggling through this would finally have access to care. And in that case, you'd see a difference of something less than 1% on the insurance premium side, maybe 0.5%, maybe 0.6%, but certainly something less than 1% on insurance premiums, which, you know, so it comes with the cost, there's no question, but it also comes with a net savings of just billions of dollars to taxpayers. And so this is one of the things where we can either choose to pay for it in an orderly and effective fashion, or we can choose to pay for it in a social welfare cost over the life of these individuals in a way that is intensely or extremely expensive for the taxpayer. But then on top of that, it's just morally wrong that we would doom these individuals to a life of dependence when we know that we can change it.
Where does the bill stand now?
It is now in committee in the state Senate, and we are looking at a hopefully looking at a vote next week. And we need to get it out of that committee in one way, shape, or form, and get it to the floor for a vote. And I do believe that the votes are there to pass it. I've had enough conversations, and others have had conversations with the senators to know that this has bipartisan support. The key, of course, it won't pass, though, if it doesn't get a vote, and that's what we're really pushing for right now.
You know, from all the news stories I've seen, let's switch gears here and have you put your Lieutenant Governor-elect hat on. It got me to thinking, oh, boy, here comes Rick Snyder and Brian Calley. All the state workers and unions better take a run because they're going to be losing their jobs and pay and benefits. And I wanted you to respond to all those news items out there that are talking about that.
You know, I'd like for both that people that work for the state to just please be patient, take some time, and give this administration a chance to work through these issues. I know that obviously with the brunt of the attacks that both Governor-elect Snyder and I received, paid for by the unions, have created a mindset among their members that this is really going to be bad. I mean, there's literally millions of dollars in these attacks that went out. But when we go through this this process of reinventing Michigan's government, trying to make it make it function in a way that is economically feasible, you know, in a way that the taxpayer can afford and still get the services that are expected. There's no question there'll be changes. There'll be changes that affect all of us. But the thing that we're looking for is a situation where we start empowering the frontline employees, those dedicated workers of the state of Michigan that just want to do a good job and want to be empowered to do so, and do it in a way that they don't have to look over their shoulder every year. You know, what we do now is we nickel and dime them every single year we come back, and it creates a terrible work environment for them. And, I mean, I know the area that I represent, Ionia and Barry counties, I've got, you know, several prisons in one of my counties, and a lot of folks that drive commute to Lansing. I represent a lot of state employees. A lot of them are my friends and my kids' parents that I see, and friends at church and so forth. And so this is not a population of people that I don't appreciate and respect. And we're going to find a way to make the work environment better. One that, you know, when we make changes that we have to make, that we do it in a way that doesn't result in us coming back year after year after year and getting into a fight with the very people that are just trying to do the right thing and deliver good service for the people of the state of Michigan.
All right, Brian, I look forward to talking with you again. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, thank you so much.